Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Damn straight, you're with BFM. This is Marijuana Media. Normally we'd have old mate Chris Fowley in here, but we've got a fantastic replacement in Rick Rice. Had a great time last week. Got plenty of marijuana knowledge up in that brain, don't you, Rick?
Yes, I've been making a documentary about cannabis for the last 8 years.
Well, one's in the can, isn't it?
Two are in the can. One was on television, one was released on DVD and in film festivals, and now we've got number three coming very soon. You can download the first three quarters of number three. We've released it episodically, and the fourth part is set in Uruguay and Argentina. We're editing that now. As soon as that's finished, we'll release the second feature compilation.
And we should probably reiterate this right off the bat. For $1 a month, people can get behind the production of the rest of this documentary, and they get every single episode, whatever comes, right?
For $1 a month. That's right. For $1 a month, you'll get all 16 of the episodes that we've released, and you'll get all future episodes. We're planning on shooting in Mexico, Belize, the Caribbean, so it'll be a very interesting international series.
Right on. And so people just go to the Patreon site?
That's right, www.patreon.com/druglawed.
Cool.
And you can subscribe to see all our films there.
Sweet. Hey, should we start locally with what's sort of been going down in the local news? Jacinda Ardern has said something smart 7 days ago. She's a smart lady. It makes sense. Cannabis smokers shouldn't go to jail. Quote Ardern.
Yes.
Right on.
We all know that's true. What she hasn't said is cannabis sellers and cannabis providers and cannabis cultivators shouldn't go to jail either, because how are the...
They're just
how,
providing for the smokers.
Exactly. That's what they resolved in Uruguay. You know, they realized that their constitution protects people who consume cannabis, and that means they have to be able to access a legal source of it as well.
Mm.
You can't.
I mean, if you can't get it, then other crimes start emerging, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah. That's where black markets arise. We learned that with Al Capone in the 1920s and 1930s, but we still haven't learned that.
Prohibition.
With,
you're talking about, yeah.
Exactly. The original prohibition. Well, in fact, there were, in this new film, we interview an anthropologist and historian named Daniel Vidart, who is one of the most respected Latin American authors living today. And he wrote an in-depth history talking about all the kinds of things that are somewhat psychoactive, not even proper psychoactives in some case, that were banned throughout the last few centuries. And that includes chocolate, cocoa, things like that. All kinds
Anything
of things
with that
are banned.
Feels rad.
Exactly. So, you know, it's not just cannabis that and alcohol that have been subjected to prohibition. Of course, it's been dozens and dozens of different things that have been subjected to a prohibitionist network. And it's always the same reason. It's because somebody's profiting from making it illegal by protecting their own products, usually. And in the case of, I'm sorry,
Karen. I'm just thinking along that line of thought. You had a conversation with me off here out in the BFM lounge this afternoon, and you were saying that the American banks have cracked down on the Uruguay banks.
That's correct.
Tell us more about that, because that's kind of...
Is it like a strong arm scenario?
It is
exactly,
a strong arm.
Exactly. So Bank of America and the Federal Reserve supply the Uruguayan Banking Association, which is called BROU,
right,
with American dollars in order to, you know, facilitate local transactions, currency exchanges, things like that. These banks, Bank of America and the Federal Reserve, have threatened to cut off all sales of dollars, US dollars.
Not with my money, kind of thing.
Exactly, because they claim that Uruguay is now in violation of international treaties. But of course, so is Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, D.C., and
their
all the 29 states in the U.S. that provide medical cannabis are also in violation of the same international treaties. So these US banks have lost control over their own internal situation, and they're now trying to exert control over an international sovereign nation that has democratically elected to legalize cannabis and regulate it. So the US...
But it goes to show the power of banks, doesn't it?
Like, it goes to show. I mean, and not too long ago, HSBC, which is one of the one of the banks that was caught up in laundering money for the Sinaloa drug cartel. HSBC, for those of you who don't know, it was established on drug money. Bank was founded to process transactions from the sale of opium to China by Great Britain.
Wow. Yes, I watched that documentary. It's fascinating.
Exactly. Yeah. So these banking institutions are corrupt to the very core. They launder drug money. They're founded on drug money. They're strong-arming nations that are now legally transacting with cannabis, and states as well. There's also internal pressure from these banks to not handle the accounts of Colorado dispensaries, of California dispensaries, and all of these measures are being used to repress the regulation of cannabis.
Ah, it's so evil. Evil is heavy.
Just this is a tiny aside. Do you know anything about that story? Like the ancient British, like the tea trade between the UK and China.
Essentially,
the UK was spending too much money on tea in China.
Okay.
So the British went to India and got a whole lot of heroin from India, or poppies. Sorry, opium.
Opium.
And sold opium to the Chinese. So their books would balance in a better fashion.
Sounds like
and the Chinese
math.
The first drug war was to force a sovereign nation to buy drugs from an imperial power. That was the first opium war with where Britain went to war against China and won that war and won the territory of Hong Kong and established the HSBC bank to facilitate the profits of their opium sales.
And then now banks are just cruising around funding all sorts of wars, so whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, banks are dicks. What else do we get on? Paula Bennett. Okay, let's talk about Paula. We've got a picture of Paula here. Isn't she just a pleasant-looking little lady? She's very lovely. She seems to think marijuana will not be legalized on Paula Bennett's watch. The police minister says she is concerned about growing synthetic drug problem, particularly for West and South Auckland, but said liberalizing cannabis was not the solution. People are like straight dying from this stuff though, eh?
That's right. And no one would have ever begun using it if they were allowed to access cannabis legally.
Yeah, there's a stiff irony there, and it's not funny. You know, like, for a while you could buy it from a dairy, you know.
That's right.
Crazy.
And the one thing that is very troubling is that they call it synthetic cannabis, but these products don't contain synthetic cannabinoids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe some of them did in the beginning, but none of them do now. It's a lot cheaper just to spray some Damiana with some fly spray.
Yeah.
And package it up, and people will have an out of their minds experience, just not a particularly pleasant one. They won't know that the stuff isn't synthetic cannabis until they wind up in the emergency room. So, and the fact is, synthetic cannabis cannot cause death by overdose. Real synthetic cannabis cannot cause death by overdose.
Is that a fact? Okay.
That's a fact, yeah.
Sweet.
If it is actually synthetic cannabis, you cannot die from it.
But because now that's illegal. Nobody knows what's what because people are just going, hey, mate, I've got some stuff.
It's basically just research chemicals and fly spray and God knows what.
Yeah.
And
piece of that last one.
And nobody would touch the stuff. There wouldn't be a market for it in New Zealand if you could walk into a dispensary and buy herbal cannabis. No one in their right mind would choose synthetic cannabis over herbal cannabis. They're being forced to take these much more dangerous, much more toxic substitutes.
Paula, eh?
Now, can I just jump in and...
Please do, John. Please jump on
it. Go back to the documentary. At the moment, what sort of stage are you at with your documentary? What are you doing at the moment? Do you have a focus at present?
Well, we are now editing the sections that we filmed in South America, and that's proven quite challenging because my Spanish is not particularly good. So we've brought in a Spanish-speaking TV editor to help with that. But editors are expensive and we have no money, so we'd appreciate people supporting us on our Patreon page, if I can just plug that again.
Mm-hmm, go for it, yeah.
Patreon.com/druglawed, D-R-U-G-L-A-W-E-D. For those of you who don't know what Patreon is, you pledge a monthly sum, and it can be as little as $1 a month.
Please give more.
And you will get... all of the films that we're making, plus your name in the credits of future films.
Should we? That's rad. Should we take a phone call?
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller. You're with Marijuana Media.
G'day. Have you covered the suppository stuff yet?
No, mate. No.
Okay.
Fill us in.
So I read an article somewhere. I heard the thing to do is to use it as a suppository. I'm not sure what the impact of that would be.
You mean... when we say suppository?
Yeah, shelving.
Right, I'm with you.
Yep. So the using it as that, but then there's the flip side. Not so much the flip side of, if you're in a workplace, then you have to be tested or required to be tested and therefore pass. But you can have these lollipops, which are what the police use with their checkpoints. So the other part is like, well, if you're doing a wee-wee, it stays in your system for a lot longer. And the thing is, you may have some in your system, but you may be perfectly safe to be able to do your work. So the lollipop would actually be a better test.
A saliva, more, I guess, is this, I mean, we sort of covered that the other day, but...
I'm not sure what the lollipop is. I do know that it does remain in your mucous membranes for a lot longer than when it's psychoactive.
Right.
So you might test positive for a...
So they really need an amount of how, like, after, like, the test can say, yeah, you're positive, but there needs to be a threshold or
something. Well, they need to test for the active components rather than the inert metabolites.
Right, right, right.
Because marijuana will remain in your system as an inert metabolite for 4 to 6 weeks after you've ingested it.
Or shelved it, call it.
Or, yeah. The suppository is actually proving to be extremely effective. It's a very safe delivery mechanism.
Right.
Because you're not ingesting any smoke into your lungs. It's a slow release form. It's extremely...
We're not talking about putting buds right up our butt, are we?
No,
we're talking
about putting a capsule filled with an oil.
Right, with it. I'm with you. John, just to clear up, because John was real, his eyes were lighting up. He was like, I'm keen to do that.
It's an oil... that is encapsulated and then inserted up the rectum.
And it's like a slow release, or does it just fucking blow you right out? What's the vibe there?
No, it's a slow release.
Yeah.
But it's much more efficient than eating it, because when you eat it, a lot of it will...
I was told the same thing about ecstasy, actually. I can neither confirm nor deny. Hey, thanks for your call, caller.
Very good.
Cheers,
Matt. Thanks for that. Bye.
80% stronger or some crap. All right. Oh, someone's come in said, a great side effect of banks cracking down on cannabis is that cryptocurrencies have now been created to enable the dispensaries to function in complete anonymity. Don't you love technology? Is that... I don't know anything about that.
Bitcoin.
Are they talking about bitcoins?
Bitcoin.
Right. Oh, that's fast.
Potcoin. Potcoin was a cryptocurrency specifically designed to handle all of the profits of the legal states' marijuana industries, because the federal banking system's prohibited it.
Yeah. Should we just take this one last phone call, and then we've got to scooch off? Go ahead, caller. You with Marijuana Media?
Yeah. Hi. The guest was just about to say something, but he was cut short. He was about to say, if you eat a lot of it and then it's cut off, what was he going to say?
If you eat a lot of marijuana?
I can't remember what my point was then.
Oh, okay.
I think he's saying, what he's getting at is a suppository is...
Sorry, that's right. When you eat it, you're... a lot of it gets wasted because it's being processed by the liver.
Through the whole body, yeah.
But when you use the suppository, it's all of it gets absorbed into...
Oh, right.
It cuts past all the nonsense.
Uh-huh. Okay, cheers.
Cheers, bud.
Bye.
Oh, man. Can't wait for the day we have marijuana oil capsules. Wouldn't that be great? Cool. Thanks so much, Rick, for coming up. Fantastic.
Thanks for having me back.
Right on. Hit up that...
Yeah, one last plug of the documentary.
Yeah, if you want to download the films, go to druglord.vhx.tv. But we'd prefer you to take out a pledge on Patreon because you'll get a better deal. You'll get all of the films moving forward just for $1 a month pledge. You can pledge more if you like. That would be great because we do need money. This is a very expensive production filmed in 9 countries.
Right on. Thanks, bro.
Thanks for having me.